I would always be of the opinion that the day we have no traffic in Letterkenny is worse than actually having traffic. But you know, this plan, the active travel, I get where they come from, but we would feel actually there's certain parts should have came first, like the whole bus network should have came first. At the end of the day, we're trying to get people who are living in the town maybe to use the car less. So the buses would actually help there straight away. So you know, the active travel plan is as good as it probably will in the future be a help. We do think that maybe there's other parts should have came first. Like what we've seen, the plans for the bus network, and you'll be able to get on and off the bus every half hour and in different spots. And a guy I work with, his son's at Sligo, and that's the way it works at Sligo. It's absolutely brilliant. The student issues all the time. And that's the kind of things we need to get traffic moving. We're always going to have pinch points at certain times of the day because, you know, there's 10,000 people coming into Letterkenny every day to work. We have 4,000 or 5,000 students coming in at least. You know, we're a hub, and the bridge is an issue. Like, you know, the port bridge, we've got one bridge that kind of serves us the whole other end of the county. So, but there's still factors that could put in, like, you know, the park and ride thing, all that kind of stuff could be put in place very quick. Well, you know, within a short certain time, that would actually alleviate a lot of bad. We're never going to sort of traffic problems. Even when we get the bridge, it's not sort of traffic problems. But I still say we need traffic in the town too, like.